The many visitors in Vancouver are there to catch some Olympic action, but a group of volunteers has taken to the streets to make sure the fans don't catch anything else. The World's Andrea Crossan explains.
About 500,000 visitors are here for the Olympic Games. Crowds fill downtown Vancouver every day.
What is this?
Condoms and information.
Perfect.
Tori Talavera roller skates through the teeming masses. She is dressed as a blue condom package. She is Captain Condom.
Here I am, dressed like a condom on roller skates.
Talavera, or Captain Condom, is from Los Angeles. She's in Vancouver to help out with the public health project Safe Games 2010. The caped, masked Talavera offers passersby bags filled with condoms, lubricant, and informational material.
It really is a great idea. If you think about the numbers of people that descend upon a city when the Olympics come, and everybody's out there, you know, celebrating, having a good time, and so we just want to make sure that everyone's doing it as safely as possible.
Safe Games began 8 years ago at the Salt Lake City Olympics. Luciano Colonna heads the project.
The main goal is to educate people who are going to be celebrating around the Olympics in harm reduction, safer sex, safer drug and alcohol use, basically to respect everyone also with dignity.
Safe Games is a partnership with 40 nonprofit groups. They provide information on everything from where to get help for alcoholism to where to get a clean needle. The campaign has several superheroes in addition to Captain Condom. They include Methadone Man, Buprenorphine Babe, Epidemiology Guy, Bi-Curious, and the caped and always protected Crusader. Colonna says that the 120 volunteers of Safe Games do the lion's share of the work.
Basically, our volunteers walk up and down the streets, or they set up a shop somewhere, so to speak, and they hand out condoms, they hand out lubricant, they hand out informational materials, they hand out DVDs, and they also hand out glow sticks, which are a great way of engaging young people without having to hand them condoms or some of the more inappropriate material. So we have something for everybody.
Safe Games hasn't always received an Olympic welcome. Some conservative religious organizations staged protests at the 2002 Salt Lake City Games, and Colonna recalls his efforts at the Beijing Games in 2008.
I did go to China and met with the Chinese government about bringing Safe Games there. They invited me there, and we had some pretty long discussions about it. But at the end, they decided that they were not going to focus on HIV and AIDS prevention.
But Vancouver has embraced Safe Games. The city provides most of the money to run the project. The fact is that Vancouver has a major public health problem. HIV infection rates here are 6 times the national average. Captain Condom has almost finished her shift.
Awesome. I'm Captain Condom.
She's distributed just about all of her Safe Games bags.
You get a lot of groups of folks traveling in packs. And it's funny because you'll offer, you know, a bag to them, you know, that's like full of condoms and some other info and stuff. And a lot of times they'll all say no. And then as soon as one person from the group takes it, everybody else is like, okay, I'll take one too. Because they really need it and they really want it.
The organizers of Safe Games are already looking ahead to the 2012 Olympics. Expect to see caped crusaders in London taking to the streets to keep us mere mortals safe from danger. For The World, I'm Andrea Crossan in Vancouver.
And you can see photos of superhero Tori Talavera as Captain Condom at theworld.org.